Hello.
I may speak to Adrian Barry.
Yes, I'm sorry. We were disconnected.
Okay.
And you were asking me about my member service number.
Or do you have the policy number?
Okay. I'm looking there. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's no trouble.
And
what's your home zip code?
19139.
Okay, you with the general insurance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, P's and Paul, N is in Nancy, 9530950.
Okay, give me a minute to search for information.
Okay.
Okay, and just to verify, it's P is in Papa, N is in November, 9530950.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Give me a minute. Okay, and does it give you a member ID number or no?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to.
Oh, there's no rush.
I'm logging into. I just got that offer in my email, but.
Yeah, sometimes the roadside policy has a different number.
Okay. Do you mind? Can you Okay, that looks good. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get the information for you right now.
Okay, no rush. I can.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm still trying different ways to search.
Okay. Oh, here we go. And what were you asking me for? Did they have a what number?
The member ID number.
Member ID?
Yes.
No.
It might be. Is there a number that starts with 20 or maybe contract number?
Wait a minute. This is crazy. Because this man, my policy was canceled June of 2020. I just started this policy in March of 2022.
Okay, I'm, you think that's the old paperwork, or?
But okay, I'm so confused.
Did you previously? Well, do you live in Louisiana?
No, I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
That's okay. That was weird. I've never had the general insurance before.
Because I pulled up when I just searched. I kept trying to search by your name and. It pulled up an address.
I just got it March the 4th. I literally just got it March the 4th. So I'm looking at my email, and that's the policy number that they gave me. Yeah. My policy just went in effect March 4th, 2022. And I use roadside assistance since joining the general insurance.
Okay, let me.
So I've used you guys before.
Let me try to pull it up with your phone number, the previous request. Because it pulled up another, well, the same name, but in a different state, and it was showing inactive.
Yeah, that's crazy. Let me try this again.
Okay, I'm looking at the previous request.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. There's a 1 and then another N in front of the number. I'm going to try that.
But this is weird because... I need to address this because I've never had a general insurance. And I definitely didn't have it in March of 2020.
Give me a minute. I don't know why it's not pulling up now, but I see your previous request.
Mm-hmm. And when I go in here on the website, that's the only policy that is pulling up is this policy from March of 2020 that I never had. It's not pulling up my recent. It's not. It won't pull up my recent policy. Crazy. Yeah, I'm gonna pull up that. The policy number is the 85 in front of the PN It's not even the same policy number.
Okay. You said it's an 85 in front of the PE?
Okay. So my current policy number is... No, that was the old policy number. It was an 85 in front of the P something.
That's, I don't know why it's not coming up now.
This is so weird.
And you said they canceled it, or is that from the old one?
No, that's the old policy from March 2020. I didn't even have digital insurance. In March of 2020, I never had digital insurance until this year. So I don't even know what policy this is. And it says it was canceled in June of 2020 for non-payment. But again, I've never had digital insurance until this year. And I just started this policy on March the 22nd of this year.
Okay.
So based on my email, you know, confirmation, thank you for purchasing automobile insurance in the general, blah, blah, blah. It's your policy information. It gives you my policy number, my name of insured. The policy effective date is 3/4/2022. Payment confirmation number, installment payment, next payment date, and full premium.
Let me see something. I'm just still trying different ways to search.
I don't believe this.
Okay, now pull up your correct information based on the contract or the number you used last month. But we had service in March, but now it's saying it's inactive, the roadside plan.
The roadside is inactive?
Yes.
Okay, all right, whatever. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm frustrated. Sure. I don't want pressure more than off with nonsense, so that's fine. I don't understand what's going on. So do I need to call them and find out, or?
Yeah, let me see if it. I'm gonna put in your information still. The car, and it's a 2019.
Mitsubishi Mirage.
Let me see if it'll let it go through. And what's going on with the vehicle?
I don't even know if y'all do this. I need some. I have a flat in my spare, so I need a tire. Do you guys do that or?
Oh yeah, no, we don't have like a tire delivery service.
All right.
It can be inflated or we can tow it to a tire shop.
It can be inflated or...
If it'll hold air, yeah.
Right. Or you can tow it to a tire shop. Okay. All right. Can we go to a tire shop?
Yeah, I'm trying to, the system is moving kind of slow. I'm trying to see if it'll let it go through without trying to make you pay out of pocket. System. Now the system is having issues. Okay, do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
No, not at all. Thank you.
All right, thank you.